going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Check Todd out at The Ringer. He's doing incredible stuff with the Todd McShay Show.
You guys are the not messing around crew. I like it.
Afternoons on The Score.
With the 144th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns select Shedeur Sanders, quarterback, Colorado.
Listen to the reaction.
The reaction in the draft hall says it all.
Fifth round, 144th pick for Shedeur Sanders. He has been talked about a great deal over the last 72 hours. I guess 96 hours. He's been talked about a great deal about where he's supposed to go, where he went, why he didn't go, what were the reasons by it, is he being blackballed, what is going on here, all of this stuff. It's fascinating. Like, my brother's not really a sports guy, and so he asked me Saturday about all of it, and what I told him was, there's a lot here. I don't think it's just this simple, and I think some people do want to reduce it down to one cause or another, and I don't think it's that simple. I think there's a lot of things at play here. Number one, for me at least, Speaks, I look at Shedeur and go, man, that guy's got incredible stats. He's tough. You know, he's accurate, completed 74% of his passes. I wish he were a bigger guy, and I wish that he had a better arm and was more athletic.
Yeah.
Which is what you can say about a lot of quarterbacks in the draft.
Absolutely. But he doesn't have, like, he comes with a lot of the same things that these young quarterbacks come with, where you don't know if they're going to be able to adjust. You don't know if they're going to be able to do their thing. But he doesn't have the athleticism as a bonus to be able to run like that. And he doesn't have some of the other stuff to mitigate your concerns. That's purely just the playing part.
Which is why, when you're that type of player, the pre-draft stuff matters. It's why you go to the Senior Bowl. It's why you throw at the combine.
Mm-hmm.
All of that's, it's why that you have to go and above and beyond. If the tape isn't so good, and I get that he was in a draft where quarterbacking itself wasn't great, but if the tape isn't so good, you have to be careful on how you deploy your "I'm not doing that" thing.
There is a culture of non-competition that has been built for a lot of these people. Luther Burden, the Bears pick, didn't run at his pro day.
And there are a lot of people who think that his pre-draft stuff is the reason that he was a second rounder instead of a first rounder.
There's this whole culture of like, no, I don't need to do that. Let my tape speak. And eventually, if enough people do that, then you have difficulty figuring it out and people start to hold it against you. So that is a factor. It's one of the factors.
And I think that people here should be able to relate to this, because Caleb Williams' talent didn't come under question at all, right? And he didn't do a lot of the pre-draft stuff. But the stuff that he did, he crushed. The interviews that he did, he crushed. Mm-hmm. Everyone walked away going, I like that guy. That guy's really smart. He knows his stuff. And I have 38 games of college tape to look at him and say, against prime competition, to say, yeah, I'm good with him being the number one pick. So you don't have to look very far for a fame comp, like someone who is super famous and opted out. But the difference is Caleb's talent, from an evaluation standpoint, much easier to see than Shadur's on tape.
And then there obviously is the massive addition of his father and his father's presence and what that did to scare some teams and organizations away of having to deal with the inevitability of, well, maybe we should just get Deion to come in here and coach him. So that was a factor in there, too.
There's two things with Deion that I think factor in. And I don't know if it's fair or not, but one, he kind of said, we're not doing any of this until, you know, maybe 3 weeks ago. We're not doing any of this stuff. And if I don't like where he's drafted, we're going to move him out of the place that he's drafted. So, okay. So let's say that you're a general manager who likes Shadur and you're kind of on the fence. You don't know how the family feels about your franchise. Mm-hmm. So why would you take the risk of a high pick, knowing that there's the possibility that he might not want to come to your city or to your franchise?
When all the previous things about him as a player and what you don't know have lowered him on your board anyway, then the why bother factor kicks in.
The other part about Deion is this. Like you said, Speaks, if you do draft Shadur high, let's say that he magically goes number two instead of number 144. And things don't go well. Well, you know what people are going to start saying? I bet his dad can fix him. I bet if you brought in Deion, then you would get the most. Now, which head coach is then going to sign up for that headache in a first rounder who's going to come with the power of his contract, as well as having this big, powerful force of his dad behind him? There's that part to it, too.
Yeah.
So there's a lot that's not playing in his favor. And if some of this is the thing that should keep Shadur up at night. It's not that you got passed over and you ended up at 144. Who was Shadur's mentor? You guys know?
As a quarterback?
Uh-huh. Tom Brady. Tom Brady passed on him 6 times. If I were Shadur, there would be a level of being betrayed.
Well, but there's also ought to be a level of introspection there.
I agree.
All right, this guy really knew me and passed on me 6 times.
I agree, but I think the first thing is like, oh, Uncle Tom passed on me? I was out here throwing the ball around.
Can't believe you just called Brady one of those.
What?
Uncle Tom.
You know the story of Uncle Tom? People misuse that. The word they want is, they should say, but they won't, is Sambo. That's the character that they're thinking of. Uncle Tom is a very different character that freed a lot of enslaved people.
I'm so glad I came to your TED Talk.
You're welcome.
I'm really glad.
The actual Uncle Tom, I want to say, is related to, because I think his name is John Henson. And I want to say he is Taraji P. Henson's great uncle or something like that.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He got a lot of enslaved people to Canada.
So this all played out over the course of the draft, and moment by moment as it played out, Mel Kiper broke just a little bit more.
He short-circuited.
When Dylan Gabriel got picked by Cleveland.
As he should have.
Oh, Mel absolutely lost it. But he lost it several times because he really thinks that Shadur ought to have been drafted higher. What do you have, 3 on his board?
Yeah.
Or something like that? Overall board, he had him that high.
It was so funny because once we got past pick 3 and then best available was Shadur Sanders for the rest of the time till he got drafted.
Yeah, and that's an incredible amount of time. And eventually when it happens, this is after Shadur finally gets picked. Mel Kiper blew his top, and he and Lewis Riddick had an exchange that really called into question the way that the draft happens, the methodology, the coverage, all of it. This is Mel Kiper losing it on the ESPN draft coverage after Shador finally goes.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This is not about can you play the position. This is about do we want you to play the position for us. That's what this
game. Why wouldn't they, Lou?
Well, look, that's a whole other discussion that we've had in many different ways for weeks and months now.
This is not one of the toughest quarterbacks you've
ever. Mel, this isn't this isn't about quarterback traits and quarterback characteristics, personal football character. That's not about this. This is personal.
Has he had an off-the-field issue? No, he has not.
Mel, you don't have to sell it to me.
I don't know what we're talking about here.
You're right. But Mel, the draft has spoken.
That's right. That's the key, Mel. It's not putting a value judgment on whether those who passed are right or wrong. They did.
Yep.
So now, whenever you're in circumstances in life, whether you like them, whether you don't like them, whether they're fair or whether they're unfair, you might have to deal with them.
That's right.
Now Shador Sanders has to deal with everything. And for whatever reason, whether he played a minute microscopic percentage, 0%, or it's a legitimate criticism of the way he conducted himself during the draft process, this was the result.
Yeah.
Now he has an opportunity to answer it. I think yelling at the NFL about it is not
right. There's not a quarterback. Boomer Esiason was not happy when he was the second round pick.
Tom Brady was not happy.
They dropped. How'd they turn out?
Nobody's arguing that can happen.
Race, the NFL has been clueless for 50 years when it comes to evaluating quarterback. Clueless. No idea what they're doing in terms of evaluating quarterback. That's proof. There's proof of that.
How many times?
We know exactly what we're talking about with quarterback. They don't.
Nobody's batted 1,000 there, though.
That's correct.
Right? I mean, I think that's...
All that matters now is what happens going forward. We talk about it all the time. There is the evaluation phase, there's the evaluation and selection phase, which we're in right now, and then there's the development and implementation phase. That's where we're heading to right now. That's all that matters for him. Kevin Stefanski, Andrew Berry.
And Lou.
Have at it.
Quarterbacks now, and Richie knows as well as anybody, college kids now get paid. They're professional. They're getting paid. They're commercials. They're out there. You got to deal with that. If you're the NFL, you got to deal with that. Okay? He's saying whatever he's saying behind closed doors. What's he saying? I want to be the guy. I should be this. I should be that. Deion's saying he's the best player in the draft. He's best quarterback. Second best to Travis Hunter. Best quarterback. Who is it? What quarterback out there didn't think they should have been a high first-round pick?
Again, nobody's criticizing what happened. We're saying he has to deal with the reality of the result from it.
All right.
That's all.
Okay.
144 Sanders, everybody wishes you well, as we do.
Man, that's fascinating to me. Mel Kiper has built a career and maintained a career and maintained a certain level of credibility by caring only about the quality of player. The quality of player and where they should be drafted. And then everything else that comes off, off the field, like these red flags and whatever, they're just, you know, slightly mitigating factors. This is too much for his football brain to wrap itself around.
I also think, though, that Mel may have gotten caught up on Narrative Street.
Well, he's selling it. Like, the amount of stuff that he had armed to sell. I kept talking about these late round quarterbacks, and here are some of the quarterbacks that went before the other late round quarterbacks. Like, he was ready to rock this story for the entirety of the draft, and he couldn't wrap his head around why this was happening.
Because I will say, I would ask him, I would say, why didn't you fight that hard for Quinn Ewers? Quinn Ewers is a good comp for Shador Sanders.
Yeah, Quinn Ewers played through some injuries and looked sometimes stiff. He was called lethargic for the way that he played, but he was battling through injuries, ended up going to the Dolphins in round 7.
He made a bad choice. He should have transferred. But I get it. He was probably scared away of next year's quarterback class, but he should have transferred. But I think that those two guys are similar. They're similar in size. They're similar in skill level, where neither one of them kind of jumps off the page at you. But everything that Mel's talking about in that moment where he's saying, well, guys are getting paid. That's why I went back to the Caleb Williams thing. There were questions about Caleb, but the talent
was undeniable.
Was so undeniable that people were like, okay, I'm good with it. And taking him number one overall. With Shador, when you add everything together, it's not just one thing, but when you add everything together, a decision maker at the NFL is like, am I better off taking him or am I better off taking a defensive end that I know I don't have to worry about any of this?
Sure, because all the mitigating factors we're talking about, you might be dealing with a number two quarterback or a number three quarterback for a while. And are all those mitigating factors worthy of dealing with? Let's stay on this because there's another aspect to it that we got to discuss. Mark Grody's coming up at the top of the hour on 670 The Score. We'll consolidate a whole bunch of draft thoughts and some sound that you haven't heard, but something happened to Shador Sanders, which is not fair. And Lawrence believes that something should happen to the person who allowed this to take place. We'll get to it next on Spiegel and Holmes on The Score.